Muy buenas noches y bienvenidos a Charla Comunitaria. Este es Aureo Ortiz para servirle. Good evening and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aureo Ortiz. And today we have two very special guests that are going to be speaking to you regarding one very important subject that we are. This is an excitement that is building up and up and up on September 26th. And these two people are going to talk to us about it. Let me introduce you to them, and I want them to tell anything or everything they want to say about themselves. Then we'll start this other conversation about the Bethlehem Batia Sister City, okay? So on my left hand is Mr. Eric Fontanes. Eric will tell you more about him first as like regular person living here in the neighborhood, and then anything that he wants to tell you about what he does, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'll introduce you to Joanne Garcia, and she'll do the same thing, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much for accepting this invitation. Eric, welcome to Charla Comunitaria. Joanne, welcome to Charla Comunitaria.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here. So as Audia said, my name's Eric Fontanes. I joke around. I call myself a Bethlehem boy because, you know, I grew up in Bethlehem. I'm a product of the Bethlehem Area School District. My father worked at the Bethlehem Steel. My mom was a teacher. And, I'm proud of my roots. I'm a proud Boricua. I love my town, love everything that I do. And now I work for this Bethlehem Area School District. So my title is Supervisor of Equity Initiatives. In that work, my work really focuses on removing barriers and creating opportunities for students and families. So I oversee different programs everywhere from, you know, parents as teachers, pre-K to community schools. Honestly, everything I do, it really goes back to my why. And my why is just that every child deserves a chance, right? No matter where you're coming from, no matter, you know, what circumstances you have, you deserve a chance to succeed. And that's always my finish line. So, you know, I'm excited for the future of the sister city with Patillas, Puerto Rico. I'm excited to be a co-chair because it really all goes together, right? It's the relationships that connect education, culture, community, opportunity, like, that's all part of my why. So this just fits right in with everything that I do.
Thank you, Eric. Joanne.
Hello, Joanne Garcia. Thank you so much, Aura, for having me here today. I also kind of grew up in Bethlehem. I would say like part Puerto Rico, part Bethlehem. But I definitely take a lot of pride because when we moved back here to Bethlehem on the south side, Boys and Girls Club became my home as well as the library. So those spaces have a special place in my heart because that's where, you know, after school I would go. And then I kind of created a lot of like friendships and I started getting very involved at school. So, and I went to Liberty. So I take a lot of pride on that.
Woohoo!
Okay. All right.
And, you know, I came back to Bethlehem, just being involved in the community was very important to me, whether it was like through community service with different organizations, going back to my high school, doing some community service there. I just love being involved. And my background with like dance, you know, it was another part where here in the Lehigh Valley, I was part of like HALA, which was like another like safe space where we got to like, you know, really enjoy our culture, really get to know other people. So I think all those elements kind of like took place as I was growing up here, going to college and kind of continuing my education within dance education and then mental health. You know, being part of this committee kind of brings all those things together and is another way to give back to the community, especially with the arts. Currently, I'm the manager of education programs at ArtsQuest. So that gives me a lot of opportunity to work with not just schools, which it was also a part of me at some point within different careers that I've had, but also with like the community and just kind of bringing those opportunities to the youth. And as well as like adults to kind of keep the arts alive in every way possible, whether that's through like summer art camps, after school program, in school programs, and then like our creative aging with like older adults. So it's just nice to kind of connect all those pieces that mean a lot to me. And then now with this committee really doing it at large. And it's always nice to also go back to my roots of like Puerto Rico as well.
You know, it's so exciting to hear young people and young, passionate people talking about, you know, who they are. And as Puerto Ricans, to bring us that culture, that amazing love. Because, you know, we're older here, you know, we're going and like, you know, we don't have the strength that you guys have. And right now your ideas are needed. So what is a sister city? What is a sister city relationship? And why can't it be so beautiful to have both experience here in Bethlehem and in Puerto Rico? Let's start with you, Julian. I started with her. Let's start with you.
Yeah, I think this idea of sister city was actually like fairly new to me. And then I found out how Bethlehem also have other, I believe it's four more sister cities. And I just love the connection of keeping like the culture alive, making that connection with things that are meaningful within both spaces or both places. So in this case, Bethlehem, and then Patillas, Puerto Rico. So I think it was just beautiful to see that collaborative piece. And I think that's important, right? We kind of share this culture. Sometimes when, you know, going away from our country and being away from our country, but still being able to connect back and also keep the culture alive and also bring that to other Puerto Ricans here in Bethlehem and the Lehigh Valley, and also those who are not from the island as well. They get to know the culture. They get to know how to get involved. So I think that was very special to really get to know what a sister city is. And being a younger sister city is kind of like, okay, how do we grow? Or how do we want to grow? Or where are the needs? Or where are the areas that we want to collaborate with Puerto Rico and Bethlehem?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Joanne summed that up perfectly. You know, I think the only thing that I'd probably add to it is just, you know, that it's more than just an occasional event, right? It is a genuine relationship that you're building from another culture or from another place geographically, right? But it has people on both sides that are celebrating the same thing, that have many shared experiences. And I think that's what makes it so powerful. You know, it's the partnership between two communities. And you know, I've just in this short time, I feel like I've learned so much, right, about the island that I love, right? But it's just, it's a powerful relationship.
And we say to people like Puerto Ricans here in Bethlehem and Allentown, all around Lehigh Valley, you know, it's not just about Patillas. We celebrate Puerto Rico. Yeah. We celebrate because if you celebrate one pueblo in Puerto Rico, we celebrate the Patillas, celebrates Guayama, celebrates Maunabo, celebrates Yaucoa, and that's how we are. We are people mm-hmm. that connect. We are not people that separate. We are always connected because they say, oh, because only celebrate Patillas. No way, you can celebrate Patillas. We celebrate Caguas, we celebrate mm-hmm. Puerto Rico, we celebrate Bayamón, but Patillas is our sister city, so they open the door, and now we have the beautiful door that we're going to be open. And Eric, on that line, I know that you guys, I don't know, went in a trip or something. I don't know. Tell me about your experiences, because I'm just going to be listening to you guys, and you could tag team whenever you want, and you just say it as it is.
Yeah, no, we had a great time. Right? Yeah. We went in December. We went to Puerto Rico and spent a lot of time at not only in Patillas, but a lot of the local cities around it. You know, and I think I think I could speak for everyone who lives here that either is from Puerto Rico or has family there. Like, you know, every time you leave there, you leave a little piece of your heart there, right? Like, so going back and just, you know, building the relationships with the people in Patillas, they open their arms wide open for us to come and just hosted us. And we learned, we got to meet so many people. We got everywhere from small business owners to politicians. We just got to spend time and have conversations. You know, and that's when I started to learn, like, this isn't a one-sided model, right? Mm-hmm. This is, they have to want it as much as we do, and they definitely do. Mm-hmm. You know, they visit us, we visit them. You know, it's a, as I mentioned earlier, it's an ongoing relationship.
Yeah, I think something special about the trip, Aurea, you mentioned, right, even though Patillas is our sister city, during this trip, we were able to just visit the region and also learn, which was beautiful for me because I'm from Ponce, Puerto Rico, but I never spent that much time in that region with, like, Patillas, Salina, and all the other pueblitos there. And that, I think that was so meaningful for me to just hear the history there and keep learning about, you know, my culture and just share that with others as well. Another piece that was super meaningful to me is just like visiting the high schools. Yes. The schools was so important for me because I feel like our youth is they are literally our future. I enjoy working with the youth, and I think that was like very beautiful to see their presentation, you know, their commitment. Like you said, Eric, is not just like a one-sided thing. They really prepared and they really told them about this partnership, right, and this collaborative effort that we're doing that can serve both, right? So I think that was super meaningful. And I was just really excited because we went during like Christmas time, that first week of December, which I haven't been to Puerto Rico during Christmas time in I don't know how many years. So it was beautiful to see, like, they would welcome us with, like, the music, the pastelito, the, you know, all the little things, and going to, like, the Salina or Patillas, Encendido de Navidad, and just seeing all those things again. It was just like you said, we literally left like this little piece of our hearts over there. But it was just beautiful, and being able to share that with a lot of community members from here, which was my first time, and even our mayor, just seeing like his face light up when the lights went on, it was pretty awesome.
Or him dancing la bomba.
So I think a lot of cool things happened throughout the trip, and even like relationships with some of the other committee members that I got to spend more time and learning about their own background and sharing like their culture, because they were from Salinas. So that was from Patillas. I keep saying Salinas. I don't know. Maybe, you know.
They're close by too. So that's why they're so close by.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that was just really significant for me to really have that experience. So, yeah.
You know, and I'm just going to jump in because the one thing you said there, Joanne, like when you mentioned the schools, you know, me coming from obviously from education, the school district, I think when I went there, I had more of the vision of like, oh, what could we do for them, right? Like, how could we help these schools? And when I was there, it like was so eye-opening that my mind completely shifted on the sense of like, wait a minute, what could they do for us, right? Mm-hmm. Because, and this is why I said it has to be two-sided, because they were doing so many cool things in their schools, so many just like creative ideas. And I was like, how do I connect them with the students over in Bethlehem so that way they can see and learn from each other?
That is so amazing. And I think there's also funny things that happen there, you know, because so we had like two beautiful groups and some people that have never been there. And so, and what did we learn was the main dish for Christmas?
Pernil. I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest. I love pernil. I eat it all the time. But when I came back, I needed about a month of no pernil.
Can somebody tell me the story of what happened with that? Because people, they treat it. The entire group, and they wanted, like, but everybody in Puerto Rico, the main dish is arroz con gandules y pernil. And son coditos. Okay, what is the menu? Eric, what was the menu?
You're right. I mean, each day, you know, we were treated so awesome. Like, I can't even begin to be great. Explain how grateful I was. But yeah, everywhere that we went to eat, they wanted to present us with a traditional holiday meal, but I don't think they really spoke about it or communicated with each other. So everywhere we went, we were eating ajo con gandule, pernil, and then that was for lunch. And then we'd go for dinner and we were eating ajo con gandule, pernil otra vez.
But it was so beautiful. They did it like the pernil. One of the younger kids that we have, they say, well, Mom, I think that other pernil, I like the other one better than this one. It had like a little more like sazón. So they were comparing.
It's a chili cook-off, but it's a pernil cook-off.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it was beautiful, and they did it, they did it with all their heart. And that's what we eat in Puerto Rico, basically, during Christmas in most of our homes. And that's what we offer to people. Now, getting back to really the September 26th event and the opportunity that you guys have for, like, right now being ahead of this wonderful committee, we are going to be talking a lot more, but we're going to take a small break, and we're going to be listening to you and saying, what are we planning? What are we thinking? What are we changing? What things are we doing for this wonderful event that we're going to have in September 26th? You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz.
Are you saying out with the old, in with the new when it comes to your old car? WDIY's vehicle donation program will turn your ride into your favorite programs on Lehigh Valley Public Radio. The towing is free, all the paperwork is taken care of, and your gift is tax deductible. For more information, call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or visit wdiy.org.
Thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria, and we're back with Eric and Joanne. And now we are going to be talking about September 26th, okay? And Eric was playing and Joanne was playing this beautiful event that's going to be taking place at that time, and it's going to give you a lot of information. Joanne, you want to start?
Sure. This will be our second year as a celebration that we'll have a parade and festival. Last year, you know, we started with our first big celebration as like celebrating the Sister City anniversary. So this year we're also doing the same with a parade and then the festival. So we'll start at 1:30 with the parade, and then the festival starts at 2 down by the SteelStacks campus at the Levitt Pavilion. We'll have music, food for sale. We'll have other activities going on. So it's just another exciting way to showcase the Sister City collaboration and partnership, as well as like letting our community know about the Sister City, just giving them information, talking to our community members, and even a way for them, if they're interested, to get involved as well. So we're really excited and looking forward to it.
Can they become vendors or sponsors, or and what do they have to do for that?
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to see more vendors. We'll have some food vendors, retail vendors, community vendors as well, giving out information about their organization. We do have, I believe, a Facebook group, an event, so that they can kind of find the link there to how to register. We're always looking for sponsors. We appreciate any and all support that we're getting from the community already, but we can always have more, and hopefully we kind of grow that as well as we kind of move forward with the event.
Yeah, and I mean, I would say too, you know, she brought up Facebook, but definitely follow us, right? Just follow the group. You get to learn more about it. You get to learn the different things that are going on. You know, we're truly trying to start this at a younger age too. So we're even getting, you know, Bethlehem Area School District is going to be involved, where we're going to have Bethlehem Area School District walking together, like as a unified group. But all of the schools will kind of be, you know, separated either by their school shirts, or they might choose a city that they want to represent. They might choose something that's meaningful to Puerto Rico. Like I think I heard someone talk about the coqui, so I assume they're going to do something creative with that. But yeah, definitely come out. It'll be a great time. You know, we'll have music playing. It's a celebration. It really is. You know, we're going to have guests there from Patillas Puerto Rico who are going to be joining us. They're coming for a few days, and this falls right while they're here. So come on out and spread the word for us.
This is going to be bringing a lot of people together. And that's one of the main purpose of this event. As you look ahead to 2027 and the exciting ideas, what would you like to see in that 2027 for Bethlehem Patillas? Because we're talking about the transition. We're talking about your ideas, not the ideas that we have, because as a group, we need to grow. So I want to hear your ideas, and so we could have that. Younger people will be interested in joining us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's building off of, you know, we're grateful to you and Donna, who have co-chaired this and really kicked this off. So we want to, I don't want to speak for you, Joanne, but we want to fill those shoes and continue, you know, building a system. And I think also building not only a system that's going to last, because even if, you know, years down the road, we're not co-chairs anymore, whoever takes over, there should be a good system in place that when leadership changes, the good work continues. You know, so I think that's, you know, consistency, direct connections. Personally, I would love to get started with like a student exchange. I mentioned earlier about the high schools there and our high schools, right? So how could we really get that going? Because, you know, when we start to get these younger voices involved, we'll start to get their ideas and what they want to see in the future.
So, Joanne.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think we want to make sure that is a committee that is sustainable and is consistent. And we want to see it last for years to come, especially as we kind of, when it starts to transition. And I think getting the youth involved right away is a great way to do that. You know, we're talking whether it's like K through 12 and also colleges. We have so many colleges in the area. I'm connecting with them. So I think that would be, I think for me, one of those kind of initiatives that we want to continue to make sure that we have that involvement, that commitment, not just from the current members, but also how we bring, you know, other people that might have different expertise and they can kind of help with like the student exchange piece, for example, and any other kind of initiative that we would like to see. And I think also just building on the relationship that we have with Patilla's committee on their end, and also kind of growing their committee as well. So we have those connections and those relationships that continue to build as we move forward. So not just, you know, it's great to have this festival that we're doing in September and we continue to do it, but more also what are those kind of initiatives that are a little bit more significant, more kind of long-term. And I think that's what we're working on now, making sure that everyone's on the same page, that we all excited about these initiatives, and we continue to get that support, not just from, you know, Bethlehem community members, but perhaps, you know, the Lehigh Valley and also in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, building on those ongoing relationships. And, you know, I think one of the things I'll just add to that is also, like, just making sure that everything we're doing is manageable, right? Sometimes, you know, we get so excited about things that, you know, you start to do too much and then you're not doing any of it well. So, like, I know with the Student Exchange Committee, when we all met, that was one of the things we really stressed out. Like, hey, let's come up with, like, a 3-year strategic plan, right? So that way we can just, we make sure that we're doing each step of it right rather than just throwing everything that first year and then having a hard time to sustain it.
Wonderful. And it's good that transition is already planned, and that when that year comes, it's the hands-on. And I see that you already are doing those hands-on, and the committee is doing, everybody's working, everybody's is having this at heart, because it really means a lot to all this committee. And we also not only celebrating our own celebration with Patillas, but it is Hispanic Heritage Day. So, no, we're celebrating not only our heritage, we're celebrating our Hispanic heritage as well. So in the parade, there's going to be an area where people from Colombia, people from, at the end, will demonstrate that we are just one America, and we all united, and our children are learning together in our cultures. And also, what can you tell me also about that connection with the other sister cities?
I think that we just finished, I can't remember the exact date, but the city did a kind of sister city program for the community. And I think that's just like a great start. They had all the sister cities there with their table, with their information. They did a panel as well, which Aurea, you were there as like a representative, which was awesome. So I think that's a great start to knowing like what each sister city is doing, how are they doing it, how are they receiving the support. And it's just another way to collaborate, right? To support each other. Because at the end of the day, we are all doing a similar kind of initiative that we want to support the community members here in Bethlehem, but also from those sister cities. And that's an ongoing thing, right? In order to do that, we need the support of each other, and we need kind of to brainstorm ideas and how to get these, like, for example, student exchange programs up and running, which one of the sister cities is already doing, so we can kind of help each other out. And I think it's just great that the city was able to facilitate this event. And I think it's just like a start of the sister cities kind of being more connected than before.
Yeah, we can just learn so much from them, right? Like, we're the most recent sister city, but that's the great thing about Bethlehem, right? I mean, we are just such a diverse city, and I mean, we have to embrace that. So, you know, like that's why I enjoy it. even if it's not my culture, that makes me want to attend even more, because I feel like I'm learning so much about other cultures and building new relationships, and you know, we should all be doing that.
And we learned through food.
That's my favorite way to learn.
We learned through the music.
Yeah.
And that is so exciting. And one of the things that this year we're also having is also we learn through sports. Mm-hmm. And one of the events that we have had in the previous, in the past, it was the Abrazo Patillense baseball players. And we're going to have a senior baseball team coming and also playing with some of our Bethlehem things. So that interchange between sports, music, and culture is an amazing way to start this new school year. What do
Absolutely.
You think?
Yeah.
I love it. I think we need to invite, we have our new superintendent, Dr. Lajara, who's he's our first Hispanic superintendent in Bethlehem Area School District. But he's a big baseball fan, and he played baseball in college, so maybe we need to bring him out.
Yeah. We need to bring him here, too, so whenever you have a chance. Anything else that you want to add? And also, if you could give me an email, an account, somewhere where listeners could go to and learn more about the Bethlehem Patilla Sister City and about you.
I mean, I think the best way would definitely be to check us out on social media, on Facebook, because they always has that message button, and that message would directly message anyone who's, at that time, anyone who's running the social media pages.
And it's going to be through Bethlehem Patilla Sister Cities.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. We also have an email, Bethlehem2Patillas@gmail.com. Bethlehem2Patillas@gmail.com. So that will also go to the committee members, and then one of the members will definitely get the message, and we can kind of make that connection.
Anything that you want to add to this conversation that we haven't, that you think is important that our listeners will know about this initiative? Or anything else that you're doing that has to do with the students and student interchange? Because in Puerto Rico, we have communities that are from Japan, from Greece. I checked that out. Mm-hmm. And they connect to Greece, Japan, Germany. They have all the sister cities. They have communities over there. So that's a wonderful way to start connections. So what do you think?
I mean, one, I do want to say thank you to the community because, you know, it was the community work that really, you know, made this happen, right? We put out surveys, people voted on it, you know, and people supported it throughout. But, you know, I just want to say continue to be involved, right? Because at its best, you have both communities that contribute to it and you have both communities that benefit from it. And we can all benefit from, you know, learning from each other.
Yeah, I agree. I think the best way is to get involved. When I believe before when we were doing the process of becoming a sister city or finding that sister city from Puerto Rico, you know, throughout the surveys, throughout those like voting, I think it was a great way to connect with the community and hear like what they wanted and seeing how they want to get involved. So I would say just continue that, having the community members who are interested in being a part of like the sister city committee in any way possible, you know, whether that's giving your time, expertise and in certain area or just simply being there, attending the events. I think that's a great way for us to kind of continue the work that we're doing and also hearing like fresh ideas or just brainstorming and just getting involved so that we can continue.
Yeah, your voice matters.
Exactly. And who's going to be playing there at the festival? It's one local music. We're going to get it out to you. And also, I think Baby J is going to do some music over there. So we're going to have music all the time. Mm. What is it we're going to have? We're going to have the parade first, right?
Yep. Then the flag raising is at 2 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. So it's 1:30 is the parade, 2 p.m. is the flag raising, and then right after the flag raising, it goes right into the festival. And that'll be a celebration. DJ Baby J did a great job for us, and he's going to continue that.
Now, the vendors are going to have their tables near the steel stack area.
Yep.
And tell me a little bit more about, so that if they're listening or someone wants to be a vendor or a sponsor.
Yeah, absolutely. We have them close to the Levitt Pavilion stage, so that way they're close to where the community members will be enjoying the music. We have La Freguitona will definitely be there. Panchita's Kitchen will also be there. And Grandpa's Kitchen will also be there. And we're kind of confirming other ones. So, you know, stay tuned for those. But definitely if you want to be a vendor, food vendor, there's still a chance to do that through the email that we mentioned earlier and also our Facebook page to reach out to us. Yeah,
Eric, give our audience, like, we have like a minute left. Give our audience, like, an invitation like you would to really, really kind of get them all excited.
Yeah, all right, let's go. So September 26th, come join us down at Arts Quest. We are going to, you know, start with the parade. We have the flag raising, and then we go right into the festival where it's going to be an actual celebration. We'll have great music, great food, lots of activities. Your kids will have fun. You'll have fun. Put your dancing shoes on and come in and spend some time with us in the lawn.
Yes. Si están bienvenidos todos. Everyone is invited, all our community members, whether you're Puerto Rican or you're not Puerto Rican, we would love to see you there. So come out, whether it's for a little bit or the whole time, we'll be there till 6. So definitely check us out. Spend some time with the family, with friends, bring your neighbor, and we hope to see you there.
Mi amigos y mi amigas, estos dos jóvenes van a partirla, como decimos allá en Puerto Rico, porque realmente ellos tienen el corazón, ellos tienen el anhelo y tienen nuestra bendición para que nosotros nos unamos en esta gran celebración. Así que saquen a Panchito, saquen a Panchita, saquen al perrito, vengan con toda su familia y vengan y disfruten. Y también no se olviden de verlas, aunque no me oigan hoy, hoy tenemos una película que se llama La Guagua Aérea, que está también, o sea, que nuestro pueblo está tan unido que estamos, todo el arte, todas las cosas lindas, estamos. Gracias, gracias por estar aquí.
Thank you for having us. And if you come out, come and find Joanne and I. We'd love to meet you.
Yeah, for sure.
Ellos van a estar allí. Ellos van a estar allí porque vamos a pasar el, lo que se llama, ellos vamos a hacer el batón para ver el sash. Vamos a pasar el sash. Y entonces ellos van a estar allí saludándolos. Así que Dios me los bendiga y gracias. Usted está escuchando a Charla Comunitaria. Esta es Aurea Ortiz. Gracias. This is Aurea Ortiz. Thank you for listening. Charla Comunitaria.